In tech, the loudest companies aren't always the most important. Sometimes, the software that runs everything is the thing nobody talks about, because inside your phone, your browser, your music app, and probably your car, there's a database that's been quietly winning for over two decades. It's called SQLite. And if you've never installed it, that's the point. SQLite isn't a server, it's a library. It runs inside your app and stores the database in a single file. No daemon, no cluster, no database team on call at 3 a.m. To understand why, you have to go back to the early 2000s. Most databases were built for the server room, but a lot of software wasn't living in a data center. It was living on laptops, phones, and embedded devices. Those apps still needed storage. Reliably, fast, and without a full-time administrator, SQLite was built for that reality. Not the biggest database, the database that never gets in your way. Once it becomes good enough, it becomes invisible. You ship it with your app, and you don't ask infrastructure for permission. You don't need a network. You don't need credentials. You just open a file. The SQLite project claims it's the most widely deployed SQL database engine, but SQLite isn't pretending it can do everything. There's a page titled Appropriate Uses for SQLite. SQLite is perfect when you want simplicity, reliability, and local storage. But for high-write systems across a network, use a real server database. And here's why it's spread so far. SQLite is public domain. No paperwork, no fees, just ship it. So if you want to understand modern software, don't just look at the newest frameworks. Look at the tiny, boring tools that became infrastructure. Because in 2026, the database running the world might just be a file sitting next to your app.